It's a bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation. For a free airflow analysis for your home or business, visit Amnesty.com. Now, here are Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Amnesty, longtime friend and team partner of the Inside Outside Guys.
You know, you say that and you're right, but I think a lot of listeners still haven't discovered how valuable duct cleaning and the other services that Amnesty can provide is. So this will be a good hour for a lot of people.
You know, people in the Midwest, people in Michigan, 6 months of the year, they can't open their windows. It's just too cold or too hot outside to open their windows, which means the only air they're breathing is the air inside their home. And if you have older people, you have people with asthma, you have young kids.
You have people my age.
Good point. Good
Fair
point.
Enough.
You, if any people, you want to make sure you're always breathing the cleanest, healthiest air possible. We're going to take the next hour speaking with Steve Dickinson, one of the owners of Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning, talking about all the wonderful, what we call them, necessary tools that Amnesty has to help people be more comfortable in their home, right? Hey, stick around for the next hour, the education hour of the Inside Outside Guys, featuring Steve Dickinson and Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation.
Back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys show, sponsored by Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation. We've got Steve Dickinson, one of the co-owners of Amnesty, with us. You've met Steve before. But Steve, I still think, based on phone calls and emails that Ken and I get, that a lot of people really haven't discovered Amnesty yet and the services you can provide to them.
Yeah, that's our biggest challenge, is that we want to get out there and educate people on how we can help them, how we can really change their comfort and efficiency of their home. And that's our passion, is helping people and getting out there and making their home more comfortable and making it healthier so they can feel good about being in their house and not coughing or sneezing or living in a dirty environment.
You know, Steve, not every house needs a new roof. Not every house needs a finished basement, but every house needs clean, healthy air. And Chuck, you remember when we first heard about air duct cleaning, when it was first a new industry back in, what, the 80s, early 80s?
Can you say smoke and mirrors?
We just thought about that one. Is it necessary? And if somebody wants to go to Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning's webpage, there's a video there that will say that'll show you that it is 100% necessary. Or just open up one of your floor registers and take a look down there and see what's down there. And Steve can tell you stories about brand new houses, Steve, that you've cleaned over the years.
Yeah.
And how bad they are.
Yeah, that video, actually, I personally made that video. And that was, 12, 13 years ago. You know, nothing's changed. And when we first started, it was, you know, we felt like we needed to sell people on the service and what we do. And it really shifted from that. There's no selling. It's educating.
Awareness.
It's awareness. You know, people want to get it done or they don't want to get it done. Either you want to be breathing dead skin cells or you don't. Or you want to move into a house.
I don't. I don't.
I don't either. You move into a brand new build that has had all the construction. You either want to be breathing that drywall dust and have it over your contents, or you don't.
And we've had those emails. I got a brand new build. Do I need my air ducts clean? And our response is more than anyone else at that point, usually. Because
you might well. And what's interesting, and everybody that's listening should be aware of this, we always get praise from people that hire Amnesty and bring them into the house. Always get praise for you, your staff, your people, the process, the product.
No, thanks for that. That's that means a lot, because that's what we wake up every day to do. We really want the quality service that is tough to find these days. But it's not hard. It's not hard. Just wake up and do the best you can.
You say that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, just do what you say. Do what you say.
You know, and what?
We hire the right people that have our core values, that want to offer great service.
We've known you for years, and we've known your silent partner, because he's never with us, for years.
Yeah.
And you guys are great friends. And
I do ask him.
tell us about how you and Matt, Mike, how you started Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning. How long ago was that?
Oh, geez. Well, when I met Mike, or when we started?
When you started Amnesty.
Started Amnesty back in 2004. In 2004, January 1st, 2004, with an idea to come to the industry and come to the market with a better process, better service, and give people what they deserve. And you pay for something, and you should get what you pay for. We saw the big demand. My nephew had leukemia, and he had to come back from the hospital to have a clean environment. And there was a company that came out, and they, smoke and mirrors, like you said, came and cleaned just the vents. And unless you really know what you're supposed to be getting done, you're not supposed to get just the vents clean. You got to get the whole system. And, you know, it made them real sick because they came and they stirred stuff up and made it look like they cleaned the registers and the vents from what the average person can see. But the duct system wasn't cleaned. It's really important. You got to get the entire system. So with that being said, now years later, we saw demand. We saw that we could do things better and do what we say. And that's why we work in all the hospitals. We work with people that really want quality service. And, you know, if you're coming back from the hospital and you need a clean environment, and we take it very serious.
And you just said hospitals. I mean, you work with a lot of hospitals. You said you clean gun ranges. I'm sure some, for lack of a better word, scientific places that need to stay clean. You can do houses very easy if you can do those kind of places.
Yeah, that's it's an interesting thing when we get guys come in and we get them going on commercial buildings, and you know, once they do houses, like, whoa, this is really simple. Yeah, because commercial facilities are a little bit more difficult, but it's equally as important. The houses are the OR down at the
right,
you know, the hospitals. We do a lot of stuff. If it has ductwork, we clean it. We just cleaned Mackinac Island, the city hall up there. We've done Air Force bases, you know, underground Air Force bases, which is kind of interesting. But headquarters for Grady White Boats or Cabela's or any single school you could think of, we do it.
Now, you need specialized equipment and training and people for that, though, because there is a distinction. You mentioned the smoke and mirror people that were out there 20 years ago. Saying they could do duct cleaning, but not really.
When you're doing
walking into a house with a vacuum, say, "I'll clean your ducts."
Yeah, if you're doing large stuff, there is no smoke and mirrors, because you have to do it right. You just have to. You can really mess something up. So it's we take it very serious. That's our biggest thing, is that we're not here just for the short term. We're not here just to, you know, grab some money. The money isn't what we focus on. That follows. We're here to get the 5-star review, because that's what the people deserve.
So what all does Amnesty do, and can Amnesty do for people? Because you guys keep coming out with new innovations.
And you've gotten bigger.
Yeah.
Now we have over 100 employees now. It started with just Mike and I, and it was just one truck. And we started with just air duct cleaning and getting in and doing the houses and doing the smaller commercial jobs and then growing. And we really weren't expecting to get into anything else except air duct cleaning. But then the company really is focused on energy efficiency for the house. So getting into a product called AeroSeal that can seal up duct systems, save people 40% on their heating and cooling bills, duct armor, lining, slab ductwork. And then our insulation division is a whole different beast in itself. Taking the same core values and the same service into the insulation industry is pretty unique, and we can insulate houses, attics, crawl spaces, encapsulate stuff. If it has insulation, we can do it.
And then dryer vent cleaning.
So, you know, I need my list. I got all this stuff.
Well, that's huge. That's a big safety issue.
It is. You can burn a house down. Actually, a commercial facility in downtown Detroit, very well-known place, just burned the other day. They were going to be cleaning the ductwork, and it was from the dryer duct.
Yeah, we hear about that all the time. Expansion, you guys have grown recently. You're more into the mid-Michigan, northern Michigan area?
Yeah, 2022 was an awesome year. We expanded up to the Flint-Burton area, and that gives us our reach up to Saginaw Bay City. We go to Lansing. We covered that whole Flint area, 69 across, and we have our whole entire operation really kind of mirrored up there. And opportunity for the guys here. We have guys that are now running that started as assistant air duct cleaners. Now, you know, we got a guy up there that's running the operation up there. And we're pulling in our insulation and our AeroSeal up there as well.
Every house that has a duct system needs your help, period. I don't care what anyone else says. Hey, stick around with more from Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation. When we get back from break, we're going to talk about AeroSeal, what AeroSeal is, what it does, and how it can help you, the listener. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Welcome back to this bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation. For a free airflow analysis for your home or business, visit amnesty.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
looking forward to talking to an actual customer of Amnesty. Steve, AeroSeal is kind of like the old duct cleaning. It's a magic. Do you go in and literally coat the entire inside of the duct system with that product? How's that work?
There's a lot of confusion with even what AeroSeal is, because AeroSeal, people don't understand it. It's really a fascinating product that everyone needs, whether it be a commercial building or a house. It seals duct systems up from the inside. So we pressurize duct systems, we apply the product, it's a computerized process, and then it the AeroSeal product, the glue essentially, vaporizes, goes into the duct system, and then it tries to escape through the leakage points. And when it does that, it bonds to itself and almost coagulates into the port it's trying to get out of and creates a glue. So you're not sealing up the entire surface of the duct system, you're only sealing up the leakage points. So AeroSeal, a lot of people get it confused with taping and mastic the outside of the duct system. They're like, oh, I don't need to seal it because I had it taped and mastic. Wrong. You need AeroSeal, because the AeroSeal is something that gets every single point, everything in the walls, everything that you can't get. We go into houses that have been taped masticed, and we're still pulling a 500 CFM, so cubic foot per minute of leakage out of a duct system that's been taped and masticed.
I think Chuck, you and I both recently answered an email that was a mistake of someone to ask how do they do it themselves. And my answer was, you can only get three sides, and you can't get the ones, you know, that are behind the drywall. So it's it is impossible for a homeowner to seal their ducts themselves.
We've tried to actually, because it doesn't make sense. You think that I can do this, I can do it from the outside. We've actually tried to hand seal to see how well we could get it. Sure. And you just can't. Right. You could spend an entire day. Entire 2 days, and you just can't do it. You can go with tape, you can go caulk, you can go mastic. You just can't get the spots that AeroSeal can get.
We all have a friend, a good friend, that has, Chuck, probably a house that is 30 to 40% of the houses in Southeast Michigan, the type of house, the build. Matt Fritz, a good friend of ours, he called you up and asked you to clean his ducts, and then you came out and explained what happened after that.
Classic colonial. You know, this is a
classic colonial.
You know, the Michigan type Midwest house, basement, you know, you got the middle floor and you got the upstairs. What happens in all of the houses in the summertime, it's really hot upstairs. It's like a morgue in the basement. Because
you hate me.
Yeah, you're dry agent down there. And it's because the system, the duct system, is running through the basement, and that's trying to pump all that heat or the AC up through the duct system. And cold AC is heavier naturally. So it's going to just leak out from the duct system in the basement and not get pushed up top. And it's going to make that basement like a morgue. So you're freezing down there in the summer and you're sweating up top when you're trying to go to sleep.
How many listeners, show of hands, have that house? Boy, a bunch of them. So Matt Fritz is a customer who called you guys in to do a duct cleaning.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the majority of people, they are understanding the importance of duct cleaning. So we go out there and they don't understand the importance of sealing up a duct system. And there's two reasons people are going to do it. Comfort. So Matt, you know, the upstairs, super hot. You don't want to sweat at night. The other part is saving money. So energy costs are going skyrocketing. Most people will choose hands down comfort over the energy price, the cost of their house. But you know, it's a great selling feature too, that, hey, this can pay for itself in like a year or 2 years.
Let's bring Matt Fritz on with us. How you doing, bud?
Good. Hey guys, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
No problem. You are a very happy customer of Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation. Talk about why you called them in the first place, Matt.
So we moved into the house that we're currently in April of 2021. It was a flip house. And we noticed as we were moving in that there was a lot of debris just sitting outside of the ducts. And you could see some of the debris still sitting inside of the registers. And so, you know, my wife and I both have bad allergies, and so do my kids. So we decided that we needed to get these cleaned ASAP. We also noticed that, you know, like was just said, the basement was freezing cold and the upstairs was hot, and we both like to sleep cold. So we weren't sleeping in the basement. So we needed to try to figure out a way to get the heat dispersed better and the cool air better through throughout the entire house.
And you discovered this the first year you were in the home, the first summer.
Yeah, I mean, the first couple months, really, you know, and moving in April, it's, you know, not a situation where you're typically running a lot of heat or a lot of AC, you know, nature's sort of your friend at that point. But by the time we hit, you know, that first heat wave in May, we noticed that we just, it was not cooling down upstairs, and you went into the basement and it was freezing to the point where, you know, you had some friends over to watch a pay-per-view, and we were all in hoodies in June, so because it was so cold in the basement, so we needed to figure out some kind of solution. And, you know, Amnesty came out and did our duct cleaning, and we asked them about, you know, do you know anyone or anything that can help with this? And right away, they were like, yeah, you've got the right company out here, because we have a product that, you know, that we stand behind, that we believe works really well. And, you know, we'd like to come out and take a look and see if you're a good candidate for it.
So what did they do?
They came out and sort
of hard sell that, or did they just show you some data that proved what you already knew?
Well, both, really. They came out and, you know, did some tests in the basement, the areas that that we were complaining about, that they said were sort of the most likely candidates. We got a lot of duct work in the basement that's hidden. It's a finished basement. And I brought out a heat gun, which I had seen before but had never really seen in action. Started holding it up to all of the duct work in the basement to show hot and cold spots. And there were some hot spots, but there were a lot of cold spots.
Matt, you're not in the business. They brought the infrared cameras, what you're saying, that could show those spots, right?
Yeah. Well, I didn't see a camera. I saw the camera from the inside of the ducts. So they showed us, you know, the ducts were in pretty rough shape. It was no surprise that they were all covered up. and a couple of them literally led to absolutely nowhere, which the guys thought was pretty funny. But after seeing that, and then, you know, with the infrared gun, I guess it's called, and you know, showing, here's a spot where it's showing up blue, and here's a spot where it's showing up red, and there was a lot of blue.
Right, which means it was colder, much colder.
Right, right. And, I mean, it sort of lined up with everything that we had already been experiencing, and the price was really good. We did some research online with customer reviews, and the reviews looked great. And so we decided this makes sense. Let's give it a shot. And they came out and did the job. It made the, you know, the downstairs smell like Elmer's glue, which sort of brought me back to elementary school. So that was cool. and the results were fantastic. I mean, we noticed the difference almost immediately. And that difference then also started to be reflective on our consumers and our DTE bills. So we were happy. I can sit down in this basement now, even on, you know, a cold January day, and I'm comfortable, and I can come down here when the AC is cranking. My wife likes the house cold, and when the AC is cranking, I can go down into the basement, into my office down here, and it's completely comfortable. It's not, you know, feeling like all the air conditioning is just getting trapped in the basement and nothing is making it where we actually want it.
I was wondering about the upstairs bedrooms. So how are those in the summertime now?
So much better, to the point with, you know, we have two spots in our bedroom, and it's a 70s house, Pulte house from the 70s. So yeah, it's kind of the cookie cutter that you find here in Northern Oakland County. And I mean, it made a huge difference. We actually had to put one of those magnet strips in front of one of the ducts, because it was so effective that the upstairs was actually getting a little bit too cold. So, which is the problem that we wanted to have. It's always better to be too cold when you're sleeping than too hot, in my opinion.
Great problem to have. Matt Fritz, thank you for coming on with us today. We're going to spend a few segments here kind of talking about how Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning did that for you and made you completely thrilled. I guess what's more important is made your wife completely thrilled with how the
you
house
got went. It. Yes. Happy wife, happy family. I would absolutely recommend Amnesty and AeroSeal and the duct cleaning to anyone who asked me about it.
Thank you very much, buddy. Appreciate you coming out.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Take care.
All right. Hey, listen, we're going to, you know, Matt mentioned a couple of things. Now, Chuck, I'm sure he had the house inspected before he bought it. You know, talk about that. And let's really dive in with Steve Dickinson here about the AeroSeal product and help educate people, because this really, really helps.
Yeah, how they diagnose them and how they prove the effectiveness of the product that they're dealing with. Do you mind doing some FAQs when we come back, Steve?
I'd love to, because it's so interesting to me.
It's
an amazing product.
This is the Inside Outside Guys with special guest Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the bonus edition of the Inside Outside Guys show, sponsored by Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation. We've got Steve Dickinson, the co-owner of the company, with us. And we just had Matt Fritz, a customer, on. Steve, that's got to gladden your heart to hear what he says. But I don't think people fully understand the pre-diagnostic and the post-diagnostic. So you actually show a guy like Matt and his wife what you did and what needs done.
Yeah, you know, hearing that from Matt is great. It's not unexpected, though. It's what almost everyone says. So it's we just believe in it so much because it works.
It does.
It's crazy.
It does.
It's crazy, crazy, crazy. Until you see it in person, you don't really fully understand it. But the pre-diagnostic is something that when we get there, we can hook up all of our equipment and show you what the actual loss is of the duct system. So it'll give you a report. It'll show you in layman's terms, it'll equate it down to like a per square inch, like it'll equate it to, shoot, like 500 square inches, or typically it's about the size of a refrigerator is what the area is that
you're saying there's a hole in the ductwork that
yeah.
if you put all those holes together, would be the equivalent of the
just like life. You know, one little thing's not a big deal, but you add them all up.
Yeah, and here's
ends up
why
being a big deal.
And people are going, yeah. No way is that in my yes,
well, the
it
builders.
Is.
We get a lot of builders.
Oh
say
yeah,
that.
You're
yeah,
right.
But you're just losing it into
losing
the house.
It into the house,
and that's
yeah.
where
Number
I was going
thing.
To. That's why people don't notice yeah. it, because they are losing it in the house. But do you really need to be heating that, you know, that basement floor on the side of the house
Matt
you never use
drywall? Bulkhead in the ceiling in the basement.
Yep.
So when you guys shot that with the infrared guns, you got all this yeah. conditioned air going into that bulkhead. So if you had any mice, they'd be happy.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Here's to go for the builders or whoever says that it's just leaking into the house. So in Matt's case, it's leaking into that spot. So it's cooling down or heating up that drywall, and it, right? It's going into the house. So yeah. that should be, in their theory, working. Well, that's not right. This is not a radiant system.
Right.
You're not heating a surface to then heat the air. This is a forced air system.
Yeah.
This is the Midwest. We have a ton of forced air systems.
And the master bedroom
it's
was
supposed
still
to go out of the register, not into the other area.
You've given a visual. So when they come in, they seal the ducts or the vents up. Just like someone, let's say you have a hose and you put a stopper on the end of that hose so nothing come out of that hose. And it's full of holes on a 100-foot hose. Water's going to be coming out anywhere, everywhere. But if you put an AeroSeal system into that hose, it fixes them off from the inside. That's what this does. Is that a fair way to say it?
Yeah, you know, that's a great analogy that I love using, is that, you know, if you're a gardener and you're trying to, you know, water the plant 100 feet away and you're using that hose that has all those holes in it,
right,
you're not going to get much water out of the end, so it's going to take you a lot longer to water that plant.
To where it needs to go.
Yes.
Right, to where it needs to go.
And then, you know, you get someone like me to come out and use AeroSeal and seal up your duct system, or your hose in this case. You cap off the end and you apply the product. It seals up all of those holes. Now, when we're done, you are trying to water that plant. You're going to get all that water that's supposed to go to the plant into the plant.
You said
that
much better than I did.
What's the worst situation you've seen in a house?
What'd you say?
The worst situation you've seen in a house.
Oh, AeroSeal-wise, we've seen stuff where just you couldn't get any heat or any AC up to the rooms. And I see where people will get space heaters, and they'll get 5-6 space heaters. Or they will get, this is bad, they'll actually get another air conditioning unit, another furnace and AC installed in the upstairs from the heating and cooling guy.
We hear that.
And we go in and we seal up a duct system, and they look at me like, this can't be true. This can't be true that I didn't need all this stuff. And why did I wait this long? Why did I wait this long to be comfortable?
We've heard, you know, larger furnaces, larger air conditioner, booster fans.
You know what that means? More
window
money.
Units,
exactly. More
suite.
Money. Yeah. And you're spending the money up front, and then you're spending more money to run it all, too. So you're just paying DT and consumers. Gotta love them. But you don't want to, you know, pay someone's retirement fund just to heat and cool your house.
You're right.
You don't spend the least amount.
I was joking about Matt Fritz and said he had an inspection before, you know, he bought that house. But every house has an inspection.
Good point.
And inspectors don't ever say, oh, you have a leaky duct system. Why? Because every house, unless they've had it sealed like the AeroSeal product, has a leaky duct system.
Every house.
It is what it is. Yeah. Would you always call it the poor stepchild of the building industry?
Yes.
Because they're crimped together. When those steel ducts get put together, they're crimped together. They're not sealed when they're put together. So every place they're crimped together is going to leak. Fair?
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
And, it's just the way it was.
It's a lot of a little. And that's the whole philosophy here. You have a bunch of little itty bitty spots that just become up, you know, being a lot.
Right.
And then you're heating and you're paying to heat and cool that air, and it's just getting wasted. I get so passionate because it's crazy.
You are passionate.
I love that. It
well,
gets so crazy
the first
to me.
Minute. I remember when I went to see this, had to be about 4 years ago when you first came out with it. How long has it been since you've had AeroSeal? It's been oh, 4 years yet?
No, it's been a lot longer
okay.
than that.
And the house
you're
we went to,
older,
so you're right, was very similar to Matt Fritz's house, if you remember. It was almost the exact same house on a different side of the city. And the homeowner, you know, when it was so new then, the homeowner didn't know, but when we were done, I remember the Elmer's glue and walking out of there going, wow. I remember just walking out of there going, this is going to revolutionize the industry. It's just amazing. And that homeowner was thrilled the minute you guys did that, service.
There isn't any kind of make-believe on this. Like, okay, we did our job. See ya. We give a printout. So it's a computerized process. It gives a printout
to
show someone what their leakage was before and then afterwards and then what their percentage was. We just did a house that was 60% duct leakage. That's crazy. So if you pay DT your consumers $1 to heat or cool air, 60 cents is getting wasted. He's a 60% duct
amazing.
Leakage. It is. It's amazing. So
and
we got down to 2.
Yeah, they instantly felt that. I mean, that night they were saying,
I followed up the next day and the guy said, you know, Steve is crazy. It was almost too hot upstairs. I had to readjust the settings on my thermostat so that I have to keep everything lower now.
Steve, we've known you. I know people are going, come on. We've known you for years. You're one of the most honest guys. We not in the industry. We don't deal with dishonest guys. But this isn't smoke and mirrors. This stuff really works. Every time, we just happen to know Matt, but you could bring 100 people just like Matt on, and you have in the past,
of course,
to talk about the praise of what this does. I mean, it doesn't just seal your ducts. It makes your house, bottom line, much more comfortable.
Yeah, it's almost, it's kind of crazy because it's like people think we're heroes. We're just bringing something to the market. And they're like, whoa, this is great. You guys are amazing. No, we're just doing, you know, what we're saying we're going to do. But people are that clueless on something like this being out there.
And you know it works.
We do. We do. You know, one of my friends called me up and, Steve, I got this situation. I got something up. You know, moved into the house. It's a larger house. Moved into this house. My kids' rooms aren't getting any airflow. What should I do? Do you have a heating and cooling guy you can recommend? I was like, are you kidding me? I'm like, get me out there. Get me out there. I'll take care of it. Are you sure? I'm like, yeah, I'm sure. I'm like, you need AeroSeal. Are you sure? I'm like, oh, my gosh. Man, this guy must not trust me.
Let me
yes,
in
I'm sure.
Your house.
Well, you know, here's the thing. When you attach all the equipment up to the ductwork and you break out the computer, you will show a homeowner why it's attached to the furnace and the ductwork. You have this much leakage in your ductwork. And then when you're done, you bring them right back down and say, here's what it's down to. What could be more upfront and transparent than that?
I agree.
It's a very transparent process. It's a graph. One of the things is a graph. It shows you the time of sealing, and then it shows you what the leakage was at the beginning, and then it's just a curve that goes right down to show you what the CFM or what the leakage is at the end. So they get this, and it's a great selling feature, too. People hold on to it, and then when they're selling their house, they can say, hey, I've had my duct sealed. This is what it was before. This is what it is now.
Yeah, it's a value.
And that's, you know, there's so many features to this that people don't think of. One of them is increased life of the heating and cooling equipment. So if your AC or your furnace isn't kicking on
great point, Steve,
more than it was before, well, you're going to get a longer life out of that. Just easy numbers. If your furnace goes on 1,000 times in the wintertime because it has to, you know, heat the house and it has a lot of leakage. After AeroSeal, if you get it to where it goes 500 times, I mean, you're going to double the life of your units.
I mean, is there an idea of an average time it takes to get back to savings?
Typically, we're roughly a 1 to year.
I knew you'd know that, and I believe that. I really do believe that. 1 year payback.
But you know, that's usually not the sell. The sell is
right.
Comfort.
Exactly.
You know, like Matt said, is his wife. You know, being able to sleep in the bed at night and not have to go in the basement because it's so hot.
Ken and I have said that for years. People will pay for comfort before they'll actually try to buy savings. Let's kind of digress and go back to some basics. We get a lot of questions. Is air duct cleaning going to solve my dust problems? Let's start with that one, then maybe after.
If I get a new furnace, should I have it done before or after?
Yeah.
All great questions, right? I'm sure you get those all the time, Steve.
We do.
And then let's talk about the process of
crazy
start to finish. Once they call Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning, what happens from that point, right? Hey, you're listening to the Inside Outside Guys Education Hour featuring Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation only on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation. For a free airflow analysis for your home or business, visit amnesty.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Steve, what we're going to do is hit you with a bunch of questions that we get with emails and from people out there, and you just go, okay? First one.
Got this.
Get a new furnace. Should I have my air ducts cleaned before or after the furnace is installed?
We typically like to come in right afterwards. We're going to come in right after that furnace is installed so that we can clean everything out and get it so that we're not clogging up any filters, or you're not clogging up any filters. Real quick on that, kind of funny thing, we've had heating and cooling companies that will not warranty the furnaces unless you get the ductwork clean. The reason is they were going out afterwards and doing a lot of warranty calls within the year. And it's because that new furnace is going to be pulling more air. It's going to be cleaner. That blower motor is cleaner. So now that duct system is not used to that type of velocity going through it. So that return side has all this, I could go into detail
stuff
on what it is.
You could, but we got a lot of questions.
We'll call it stuff. But now that system's sucking in a bunch of stuff. So if you don't get the duct system clean, it's going to clog up that filter. So they wanted to get the duct system included to make sure that they got it done for them to include the warranty.
I love it. So is it going to solve people's dust problems to get a duct cleaning?
Well, hey, I can't solve you being a dirty person.
His wife can't even solve that.
Coming from the duct system, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of things that are involved in dust. Anytime you're peeling off toilet paper, look, when the light's coming through, the toilet paper has dust.
Dirt road, close to dirt road.
Dirt road. Yep. If you have your windows open, if you have pets, if you have really old carpet, every time you walk across it, can't fix that.
I was thinking of the Kleenex this time of year in houses. Everybody's going through 12 boxes a week,
Who's everybody?
And everybody.
I don't go through 12 boxes.
Sounds like
you're with that one
with the allergies. How often should I change my air filter? And if I have this system done, will that make it less?
Yes, it will increase the length of time that you need to change that filter. But it depends what you have. Depends if you have a 1-inch filter, a 5-inch filter. They call it a MERV rating, too. It's kind of the amount of stuff that can get catched. What the heck is that? Get caught in the filter. So you have to really go on the filter recommendation. So when you buy it or you have someone change it, it'll say the frequency on how often you're supposed to change it. All I can say about filters, do not get the fiberglass ones that you can see through. Those are, we call them bowling ball filters. That's made for the furnace, so it catches.
They have to get dirty to get efficient.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Exactly. So you're not doing anything for your air quality.
No, I agree 1,000%. Some people, when they get that new furnace, get the duct cleaning done, they smell burning. It's like they'll email us and go, it smells like something's burning.
Especially when they first kick it off in the fall.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the thing with that is that dust is in the duct system, and it'll go through the furnace, and so there's a heat exchanger that has flames on one side, and the exhaust goes up through the chimney. On the other side is your airflow. So you'll get dust on the air side, and it'll get hot, and it'll burn off, and it's just a quick little boop, and then that's what happens in the fall. That's why you smell that.
In-home air is so important, and everyone is scared of that four-letter word, mold. Can mold grow inside of people's ductwork? And with what you do, can you get rid of it and can you eliminate it?
Mold can grow anywhere that it has the right conditions. So if you have the proper spot for that to grow, it could be in a cupboard, it could be in a basement corner, it could be in ductwork. If it's dark, if it's wet, if it's moist, it can grow. If it's in there, though, we remove anything down to the bare metal. That's the idea. So we're removing anything to get it just to be bare metal. We have a product afterwards that could sanitize the duct system. It's an antimicrobial that we apply to the duct system if you want it, and it will eliminate a type of virus, bacteria, or mold spore.
And just for people to know, when you're doing the duct cleaning, they don't feel it in the house. Everything gets sucked right out into a truck outside.
We have the best equipment in the absolute best technicians. Our equipment, you can't find anything else like it. We take pride in the maintenance of our equipment and always having the best. So we hook up to the duct system, it gets pulled right outside. So you're not exhausting anything inside the house. It gets exhausted and caught into our truck.
So people talk about getting their ducts clean and then they go, should I have it done next year? Should I have it done in 3 years, 5 years? What do you tell people?
When they first get it done, we tell them every 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
Unless you have a special condition. If you have crazy allergies, if you have a child with allergies, or if you have people coming back from the hospital, that is the frequency, the 3 to 5, unless you have something like that. Or you do a remodel. So if you do a remodel or you're doing something crazy inside the house, let's say you rip up all your carpet.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Carpet is basically a big filter. It's kind of gross.
Yeah.
You rip that up, it's going to be in the air, get sucked in the duct system. You're probably going to want to get the ducts cleaned after.
Yeah. Here's a side note. This time of year, I'm guessing you guys get a lot of calls about critters and attics.
We do.
Tell people how you can help them with that, please.
Yeah, it's really crazy because we'll go into, on our insulation division, we'll go into attics and there'll be a bunch of dead raccoons or squirrels or, you know, like,
in people's houses.
Did you not hear this up there? Like, yeah, I did, and then it just stopped. Yeah, because the animal died. But we go into attics and we remediate and we can clean and insulate attics to what they're supposed to be. So we have a whole removal division, remove all the damaged insulation, get the animals so they're not coming in anymore, and then we re-insulate up to code. So we'll get you up to snuff, and we can do air sealing of your attic. So when it's all removed, we can seal up any penetration point and then get you up to code.
Not a lot of companies that can do that.
No.
I mean, that
properly.
There's not. Not from A to Z.
There's not. You find a lot of pest companies that can get rid of the rodent or the animal or whatever it is, or the ones that can do the removal or the ones that can do the install. But we can do it from start to finish.
Now, why would you remove that old insulation? We get people asking, can't we just go over the top of it with some new stuff?
Well, hey, if you want to keep insulation that a raccoon has its feces on and just insulate over top of it, hey, more power to you. But you got to get that stuff out. If it's wet, you talked about mold. If you get wet, damaged insulation, you got to get that wet, damaged insulation out. And then you got to start fresh. You got to get it up to snuff and get some new stuff in there and get it sealed up and start saving money on your house.
Yeah, we've seen you at the Novi Home Shows over the years. Do you still have the display? Do you add to it
one
all the time?
One of the best displays ever.
It is. And it must be, that's what probably we first saw when you have a display of all the things you pulled
seen
out
is believing.
Of
you know, that's
people's ductwork.
It's wild to me that people say, we're clean people. We don't need to get our ducts cleaned, or our ducts got to be cleaned. And
right.
Then they pull out a dead squirrel or dead,
dead rat.
The dead rat or the stuff that the kid stuffed down when he was 16 years old. The parent thought he was an angel, but find out that he was saving some other things.
Oh, I bet. And money and all sorts of stuff people hide.
Yeah.
But need to realize, if it's in your duct system, people, you're breathing it.
That's
just
right.
The bottom line. You're breathing it.
And you mentioned, I think in segment two, a product you guys used. It's different from the AeroSeal for in-floor duct systems.
Yeah. The slab duct systems. So the slab duct systems, if someone does not have a crawl space, they don't have a basement, their house sits on a slab. Most times than not, their duct system is running through that slab. Builders used all different sorts of product to run ductwork. The funniest is cardboard. Who would put cardboard in the ground?
Just thinking of that.
And thinking that would be okay.
The old
I don't
bake
know who
light.
That person is, but
yeah.
Where we've seen dryer vent that they put down there. Well, metal is another one. Well, metal is the most common.
Yeah.
And that is in the ground and it rusts.
Right.
Well, then you're going to have some penetration.
Disappears.
Points. You get ants, you get all kinds of stuff, dust and dirt going in, and we can reline that duct system.
Well, I mentioned about a certain amount of homes. What we're talking about for residential is something called slab on grade. And most of those do have that furnace system, the duct system running underground. A lot of commercial buildings have it. And you guys can bring it back to better than original.
Better than original. It's a hospital grade liner. It's a multi-step process. It has a product in there that inhibits mold growth. And, really happy we can offer that, because before we said we can't help you. So now we can help you.
So where are you growing to next?
where am I growing?
Growing to next. You just got.
Not me personally. I'm like, I think I'm done growing.
The business. Yeah, a while ago, but you guys
really
just.
Short in high school, I'm going to become a better man.
You just put a beautiful new building out there in the Burton area, going north. You plan on going out west?
Well, we are always growing. We are always.
You
growing.
Are. And, you really you are.
Know, we. It really happens with our employees. You know, we have a great product, great process, and great people. So when we have those three things, we can. Sky's the limit, and we don't want to put the limit on our employees where they can't have opportunity. So
it's a career company.
Yeah, it is a career company. So that makes it, it really empowers me to grow and to offer opportunities and expansion for the employee, and so they can kind of climb that ladder and start. You can start as an assistant here and then be running a division.
We've seen so many of your employees here, and they're all smiling. I mean, this is a great place to, if you came in and strictly judged it off to people that work for you, this is a great place to work, because every time I come in, they're smiling.
You got a separate training building.
Yeah.
Out back.
Yeah. Training is a really big piece of it. We have quality control manager, and you know, it sounds kind of an overused term, but he's not just quality control, he's training, he's there to help people succeed. He's right. Helping these technicians succeed. How can I help you? And that's what he always says, you know, how can I help you? And he talks to him, he goes out to the jobs, and he's like, hey, you ever thought about doing it this way? Or he's there to help them. It's not quality control like on a assembly line. We have a standard, we have a process, and we have to follow it, and we have to offer the 5-star service that everyone expects.
And it works.
It does.
It works.
Does.
It works for everybody involved, including the inside outside guys, because you take such great care of our listeners. We get great response.
Product, process, people. That's what we focus on.
Thank you so much for all you do for our listeners. It is.
Hey, you're listening.
It's refreshing.
Great.
It's fantastic.
Because they care. Most of the people, you know, most of them that listen here, they care. They care about their health. They care about their house, and they're just looking to better their lives.
All right, that's a wrap. Steve, thanks again. We really appreciate everything. You've been listening to the Inside Outside Guys. Featuring Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation right here on AM 760 WJR.